The House's marathon floor sessions late last month led to a continuing resolution with some modifications, mostly cuts, for most agencies. But H.R. 1, as it passed the House, contained two parts. One was a modified CR for pretty much all the federal government. The other was an actual appropriations bill, but only for DOD. As controversial as that bill was and has been, Adam Smith, the senior Democrat on the House Armed Services Committee, says there's no controversy among his colleagues about getting DOD a budget bill, ASAP.
We have to continue to work hard to try to find a way to get a defense appropriations bill passed this year. It's not the holdup. There's quite a bit of agreement on that bill in the House and the Senate. Question is the CR that it's attached to and how that's going to work. So that will continue to be a significant challenge.
Smith told a group of investors and analysts at this week's McAleese Credit Suisse conference in Virginia that DOD takes priority because of the massive budget ambiguities created by a CR for such a large department. Like every other agency, DOD's budget is on autopilot based on 2010 appropriations, but he says it has a surprising number of questions about what it can and can't do under the CR, questions that are normally answered by the legislative intent an appropriations bill provides.
Legislative intent on what is to be funded in a CR is a very murky gray area.
Smith says the White House Office of Management and Budget tried to answer some of those questions by looking to the Senate version of a catch-all budget bill that was briefly considered in December, even though it was never passed by either chamber.
The fact that it was in there was considered legislative intent by OMB to get some programs going from FY 2010. So it's a very murky area if you're operating under a CR. We need a budget, and I am pleased that the House chose to put a defense appropriations budget on top of the CR, even if I wasn't pleased with the four-day, 125-vote approach to how we passed that CR. It was good that there is a defense appropriations bill out there.
The budget bill that's out there is one of at least three scenarios being contemplated by DOD's budget staff right now, some of the others being an eventual government shutdown or a full-year CR. Out of those three choices, Mike McCord, DOD's deputy comptroller, says the department will take what they can get. Even though the budget the House passed provides less than the president requested for fiscal year 11, it's still more money than a full-year CR would grant DOD. And faced with the prospect of a continuing resolution, the top-line dollar amount isn't the only issue. DOD claims it has $8 billion of must-pay bills that have already started accruing, including a 2011 pay raise for troops that it can't cover under a CR. But he says locking the department into a one-year spending priority that was approved by the Congress for a year that's long over represents just as big a problem.
We don't have the ability to do new starts, which affects a great deal of our procurement program, not all of it, but it affects some things. And we also can't increase rates of production. So if we bought 100 of something last year, we can't buy 110 this year, even if we need to. We could buy 100 of something last year that we have no need for this year. We wouldn't, but we could. I mean, that's just an example of how formulaic things don't really work for an enterprise as large and as complicated as ours. I've mentioned the submarines. We were going to go from one submarine to two in 11. We can't do that. It's not allowed. But under the depressed funding that you have, we probably couldn't afford to even if it was allowed. So that's an example of how the two problems sort of mix together, of not having the flexibility and not having enough money.
McCord says new starts prohibited under a CR are something DOD plans for a lot in a given year. For example, most of its military construction program.
By definition, every year you don't build the same buildings you built last year. You build a new building. So technically, virtually everything that we're doing for our troops and their families is a new start that is not allowed. And there's quite a few projects that we would have awarded by now. I think we're up to about 75 by my last count that have now missed their projected award dates because we don't have a legal authority to proceed with the construction program. So these are maintenance shops, dormitories, all kinds of things across the country that we're not doing because we can't.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates has said repeatedly over the last year that DOD cannot hold itself out as immune from the nation's fiscal challenges. And while McCord says he recognizes there's a lot of pressure on the federal budget, he says the tens of billions of dollars being fought over in this year's DOD budget are a small part of that big picture pressure.
I mean, that all pales in comparison to the $800 billion that was added to the deficit, you know, last December with the tax cut, unemployment, payroll tax bill. I mean, about $400 billion a year each in 11 and 12. Nothing that's going to happen with us is going to make much of a dent in that, and that's part of why the picture looks as bad as it does in the near term. There's not much we can do to really fundamentally alter that picture with the kind of things that we're talking about in discretionary spending, in my opinion, anyway.
Over the next few years, Congressman Smith says DOD will likely have to live with less than it would have hoped for, given the defense budget boom of the last decade. But he says a reduction, or at least a flattening of defense spending, is only one of several difficult choices the country and the Congress is still not ready to confront, at least so far.
You know, the numbers are the numbers. Yeah, there is no way we confront the deficit without raising taxes, cutting entitlements, and cutting defense. There is no way. And yet we can't say that, though I just did, so we'll see what happens over the course of the next 48 hours. I predict it won't be good.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.